Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody, everyone. This is With All Dude Respect. With All Dude Respect. My name is Jim Ellis. I'm the co-host of this goofy, funny, meaningful show. I'm joined with my co-host on the East Coast, Mr. Rick Wright. How you doing, Mr. Wright?
I'm doing good. Thank you, Jimmy.
I'm excited about this show. This is the first show we've done where it's actually focused on the organization of which we belong to, the Mentor, Discover, Inspire. That's actually how I met you, Rick. MDI is the abbreviation. It's founded MentorDiscoverInspire.org. And we thought, hey, why don't we have a show where we actually talk about what started this show, really, which is being in a men's organization and having that matter. So, yeah, we have a couple of guests that will be joining us. One guest who has been in MDI for a long period of time. We'll let him tell us how long exactly. Then we have one guest who has been a member of MDI for a shorter period of time. So we're going to get them really quickly because we only have 30 minutes. But, Rick, I was just curious. What was your introduction to MDI, and anything you want to say about that?
Yeah, thank you, Jimmy. My introduction was through a coworker, my boss actually. He thought he saw that I was in like a little crossroads in my life, and he said, "Hey, I'm involved with a group of men and it's a men's team." And I'm like, I was confused because, you know, it's always like hard to describe like what we do. He's like, "Hey, why don't you just come check it out?" And I'm like, you know, guy's my boss. I'm like, so why don't, you know, some brownie points, I'll appease him and just go check this thing out. And that was my introduction. And I went to a meeting and I heard some men going really deep and I've never heard that before. You know, I had good friends and, you know, my boys, but it was always about, you know, chasing women and drinking beers and talking sports and nothing deeper than that. And they actually asked me at the end of the meeting, like, is there anybody who does not want to come back? I was the only man who like raised his hand, you know. So I just came from the gym that day and I was like, my tank time, like, yeah, I love your little workshop here, but you know, it's not for me. And it was funny because they all laughed at me because they probably all knew it was like, it was the perfect place for me. Yeah, the workshop. And then I like 2 days later, I was like, I just kept thinking about this one man who was like really, you know, really, and he was a guest too. And he just really went deep. He really wanted something, some wisdom, and he got it. And I was like, wow, I'm like, man, I'm like, that was pretty cool. I'm like, all right, let me go check it out again. So that's how it started. How did you get involved in MDI?
Well, it's interesting. I was doing a lot of healing work at the time, going inward and like really healing some of the past shit that had happened in my life. And that's how it got me down to San Diego from Orange County. And at one point I started to realize when I looked at my list of friends, like a phone book and things like that, all my friends were females. And I thought, this is what I thought of men, boring and like stupid. Like, why would you even hang out with men? They're boring and stupid. And then I woke up to this idea. Wait a minute. I'm a man, and I think that men are stupid and boring. Something's missing. Something's wrong. You know, when you're a kid, you're always hanging out with your boys, right? When you're a kid, it's very natural, fun and all that. So somewhere along the line, I lost the connection with the men or the males, and I just surrounded myself with females. And every single relationship I had, personal relationship with a female, ended up in a heartbreak for me. And so I knew I needed to be around men. So I go to my church at the time, and it was a church group for men. It was led by a woman. Literally, I swear, it was such a feminized, now I can look back and know that it was a feminized church. But I knew I was missing something, so I finally made it to a team meeting. I made it to the Sterling Man's Weekend, and as I'm sitting there in the weekend, I'm going, oh, now I get it. What I've been missing, there's something you get with men, the masculine spirit, the raw truth. There's something that you get with men that you don't get with women. That's my truth, and that's what I've seen,
yep.
and that's what I know. And every single relationship I had since the men's weekend and working with the men, there might be a loss and some grief, but there's not the heartbreak and devastation that I felt after doing the weekend and doing the different work that I've done. So some of it is understandable. Some of it's more ethereal. You don't know why it works. But being with your boys, being with your men, it totally works for me. So
yeah.
I figured, yeah, that was in 1997, so it's been a long time.
Wow, that's great.
What year was your?
And
what
who,
year did you?
I came in 2003.
Okay.
So I've been doing this men's work now for 13 years. Who was your sponsor?
Harold Bird, a man that we did the healing work together in San Diego.
Okay.
He left, but I stayed. So I figured we could bring on a couple of our guests, but I wanted to
sure.
first start with the mission statement of MDI, Mentor, Discover, Inspire. It's to cause greatness by mentoring men to live with excellence and, as mature masculine leaders, create successful families, careers, and communities. So that's what we
nice.
Live by. MDI. And so why don't you introduce your guests first, and I'll bring them on. I figure we do it that way. We can introduce our own
cool.
guests that we brought.
Yeah, my guest, his name is Robert Vandale. He's a man who I met actually on my spiritual journey. In MDI, I was in some higher leadership, and I just was sort of getting burnt out a little bit, and I took some time to just look inward, and I realized my spirituality was really lacking. And I ended up finding meditation, and also started visiting a Buddhist Sangha. And that's where I met Robert. And it's funny because, you know, you go to a Buddhist Sangha, it's like, you know, there's a lot of spiritual people and stuff. And here's like, he's probably like 6'3", shaved head, goatee. He pulls up on a Harley, you know? So it was like, it was sort of, I thought that was really cool, like this spiritual Harley guy. And I ride, so we said, hey, we got to hook up and ride together. And that's how we sort of met and became friends. And with riding, you know, you sort of get to know people. But what was cool is we went out one time just by ourselves, and we were having some coffee, and we just got in this really cool conversation. And I, as I referenced earlier about going deeper, I was able to go deep with this man. And he was able to go deep with me on some conversations. And I just said, hey, I said, you know, the reason I can do this is because I'm involved with a men's organization. He says, well, you know, he's just really searching inward and doing some cool stuff. And he said, he says, you know, that's how I, you know, I'm sort of getting into this. I'm interested in that. And he was on the East Coast moving out to the West Coast. And we hooked him up with a man out on a team in MDI, and he loved it. And from that team, he found a team that was actually closer geographically to him. And since then, you know, I've been getting really good feedback on what's going on. So again, his name is Robert Vandale. If you want to pop him up on the board, we can say hello.
Yeah. Hey, Robert, how's it going?
Hey, man. Good, Jim. Good, good. Rick, how you doing? Happy New Year, guys. Or men.
Happy
men,
New Year.
I'm sorry, men.
You can call me on this show. On this show, we don't have any call standards. So you can use guys, men. You can say we can
okay.
say ho. I can go ho, Vandale.
Yeah.
All right,
dude.
Good.
Actually,
just
dude works
lingo.
Too.
Okay.
Yeah, dude,
all right.
Yeah. So feel free. I created it's an R-rated show, so you get even cursed, you know. So it's open for that. So welcome, Robert. I'm going to introduce Sandy. If that's okay, Sandy Peisner. He was, let's see, when did I meet him? I mean, he's been in MDI. He can tell us exactly how many years when we click him in here. But he's on my men's team. That's where I met him. He helped me out serving papers to a crazy lady that was my landlady at one point. But he's always been very present in my life. He's always been supportive. I've supported him in his journey as he's been a leader. He's been a DC, which is a division coordinator of San Diego, a regional coordinator of Southwest. And then he didn't stop there. He became a vice president at the international level of MDI. And then he became president of MDI a few years ago. So, great man, Sandy Pizer. How's it going, Sandy?
It's going well. How are you, Jim?
Awesome. So, Sandy, how long have you been?
How you doing? It's been a while.
Yeah, I'm doing good, Sandy.
Good. Good. Glad to hear it. I went to my first team meeting in 2002, and I officially joined in 2003, like Rick.
Okay. And can you give us a short version of, like, where you were at before and then, you know, what happened to being part of a men's team? Then we'll get to Robert.
Sure. So I was a divorced father. I was really angry at life. I had a my ex has some mental issues. She's bipolar. And I created a Father's Day. I wanted to stay close to my daughter. I created a Father's Day and got 300 dads to spend the day at school. And one of the men came to me and started telling me about this organization. And he said, let's discuss it and we'll go have a beer together. So I went to go have a beer with him. And he's drinking iced tea. And the next thing I knew, I was at a men's meeting. And I saw a confrontation. I saw a confrontation at that meeting, which we now call clearing a list, but I was surprised how two men could get so angry and there was no violence and, you know, they worked through it. And I was very impressed and I decided to step up and join a team.
Yeah.
And
you know, it's
14 and a half years later, so I'm still here.
My first meeting, I couldn't believe that people could be tough with each other and also laugh with each other. I always thought it was two different things. Either you're really tough and holding strict standards, or you can laugh and be, you know, breezy or, you know, lighthearted. But you could have both in, like, the same moment. It was like, whoa, what a new reality this was. So thanks for that. Can we jump to Robert? How about Robert? How did you I guess we heard some of the story, but from your vantage point, how did you get involved with the MDI and what has it meant for you?
Well, you know, I mean, Rick was the messenger. And I was moving to California because my daughter has been out here for a few years. And just, you know, life circumstances, jobs and everything, it just seemed like the right move for me to make. And Rick and I were talking about it as we rode one day. And he was, you know, explaining what MDI was about. And I had some familiarity with men because I've been part of a men's book study group through a 12-step program. We used to meet once a week, you know, study a book, spiritual book, with, you know, maybe about 10 men every week in one of the gentlemen's homes we'd meet. And, you know, it was pretty deep, but I was always open for depth. I was always excited about it because it gave me a little taste, like we're all kind of screwed up, you know, as men, you know, fighting this thing called ego. So it was good to, you know, I was very open. I was just, you know, a lot of my, you know, defects, I was open to this group, and a lot of men, you know, admired me for that, and it kind of opened them up to this. So, I mean, so I got a little, you know, experience with men. So, you know, as I was going out to California, I didn't really know what I was going to do. Was I going to step into another 12-step program and find my way through that again? And then talking to Rick, it really sparked my interest. Like, yeah, man, that's kind of what I'm looking for, man. Can you help me out? And he was able to contact you, Jim. And as he said, another man was contacted, and before I knew it, a week, I came out to California in July, late July, and my first week in August, I was at a team meeting and face to face with another man, and one of the exercises was we lined up across from one man face to face, eye to eye, and thinking, wow, this is pretty heavy already. I just got here. What was funny? Well, it's funny too. Tell this man, you know, what you're feeling, what you're into, you know, all this, you know, bringing feelings up, and I'm thinking, wow, okay, I'll try. But what was funny before the meeting? I was in the meeting was in the Pacific Palisades, in a park, and I'm thinking, wow, this is kind of unusual, but I'll go with it. And they had sent me an email, you know, make sure you bring hiking boots and a chair. And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, okay, sure, guys. Yeah, I'll do that. So I showed up in flip-flops and a shorts and no chair. So I guess that was my first mistake. And the next thing I know, they said, yeah, man, we're hiking up this canyon. We're going to have a meeting up here. So after the face-to-face at the base of the canyon, they picked up their chairs and we hiked, me and my flip-flops. And we got up to the top, and fortunately a man had an extra chair, believe it or not. And we had this great meeting at the top of this canyon. And it was just a great experience to, you know, sit in the circle of men, and men crying and opening up, you know, just really opened my eyes up right away, you know, the transparency of these men. And it really helped me to feel more comfortable. And it really opened my eyes to like, this is what I've been looking for all my life. You know, didn't really have a father figure, nobody kind of to lead the way for me, trying to figure it out all on my own. And, you know, from there, you know, led to a few more meetings with his team. Then I transferred to another team that was, you know, closer to where I'm living now. And that man, one of the team members contacted me before that meeting, and he picked me up right on my doorstep. Let's go. And now it ends up that man is the RC of the Southwest region. And he's part of my team. So it's pretty cool, man, just how everything's going along. And then a month later, you know, we're talking September, they invited me to this thing called a rhino up in the, you know, in the forest up there in the mountains. And I had no idea what I was walking into with that, like 120 men, you know, pitching a tent and, you know, camping for a couple nights and all the different exercises and the face-to-face and the clearing of list and this and that, you know, the shaman and walking us through different spiritual exercises. It was just pretty amazing. That's where I met you, Jim, briefly. That was our last day there. It was Sunday and we were packing up, and I think I caught your name on your shirt or something. And I said, yeah, there he is. You know, there's that guy that's kind of, you know, through Rick led the way for me to find, you know, a team out here, so.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about being in an international organization. I'm here in San Diego. A man walked up to me in the mountains of, you know, Orange County, wherever we were, and he says, you know Rick Wright? I'm like, whoa, Rick Wright from the New Jersey? What? It's a smaller world, with, you know, like that.
Yeah, yeah. And then in November, I did the Legacy Discovery Weekend, and that was unbelievable, great. You know, again, bonding with men, you know, and just being open and honest. And, you know, just, you know, I had one of the division, actually, one man that was the divisional coordinator, he came up to me, says, yo, man, you gotta open this up, man. You gotta show up for this. He got in my face. And that was at the beginning of LD. And after that, it was like, okay, I'm in, let's do this. So I was open and honest, and it made for a great, great weekend. I'm really looking forward. I'm part of a, you know, a really good team of men, and it's just great to have that support out here. Just for me, you know, it's coming here with nothing. I have no friends, you know, and now I have friends immediately with the men's team and the circle of men that I'm now part of. It's been pretty amazing, and just trying to get a footing on, you know, the California life and all that good stuff. So it's been great to have that support, and men, you know, would do anything to be there for me and help me out. So it's really a testament to the whole organization, and it's been a great, great experience. So
cool.
Thanks, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. Yeah. So Sandy, the question I have, thank you, Robert. The question I have for you is so, you know, you sort of introduced us to where you got into MDI and how you were then. What's your life like now after doing all this men's work and being involved and being in leadership? You know, what's it look like now?
My life's actually in a fantastic place. My daughter is a junior at the University of Florida. She chose there because she wanted to be close to my family, and she's very happy there. She spends a lot of time with my family when she's not in school. You know, my life's just in a really great place. You know, they say it takes a village. It took a team. I got so many gifts from so many men, so much mentoring that, you know, I won in life because I chose the victory I wanted, which is a great relationship with my daughter, to be a great father. And I was open to the wisdom that I got from the men in the circle.
Yeah. I got to be present for a lot of that change, a lot of that
you
progress.
Did.
And I remember you asking, so, Ellis, do you think I'm ready to be a division coordinator? And I'm like, I don't think so. So then, of course, he goes on to become a great division coordinator. And you've just done, from a point where you know, if it's okay to say, you weren't able to be around your ex-wife to the point where, you know, you sit down and have dinner, keeping your center, you know, being a strong man and not reacting. It's like, you know, it's been awesome to be part of the process with you. I wanted to
I think that's
both of you, man.
One of the key.
What?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Wanted to say one thing. I think that's one of the keys about what happens in the circle is there's not necessarily a right or wrong, and only you can determine what it is that you want to be mentored on and where you want to win.
Yeah, that's why it's so hard for me. Like, that's why I always tell people, like, so what's MDI? Like, what's Mentor, Discover, Inspire? I tell them, this is my truth. I said, it's men unconditionally supporting men to win in whatever they want to do. There's men that come to the circle that are maybe struggling in their relationships. Men that come to the circle that are, you know, they're struggling with their work. They're struggling as a father. They're struggling with, you know, they're struggling with their weight, little small stuff. They just want, you know, they just want to look inward, spirituality, all these great things. It's so great because at every team meeting that I've gone to, there's always been something that I can take away. And it seems like that for most men. So it's a unique and phenomenal, you know, dynamic that what goes on at a men's team meeting. So, I just wanted to add that in there.
Along the lines of a men's team meeting, we have an audience. It's the internet, so it's the world. The world's listening in, and they're going, "What the hell are these men talking about?" As far as a men's team, life on a men's team. Of course, you have to be there to really experience it because we are the ones that create it. Whoever is there, they are creating it. So we can't always identify what that is for each team, but we have an overriding mission statement, which I read earlier. Can you two, men? I want to hear from, you know, Robert and Sandy. What is life like on a men's team? How would you encapsulate it?
Robert, why don't you go first? Because you know you're the newer member, and it was great listening to everything you said so far. And then I'll follow up.
Okay. For right now, it's for me. It's just knowing that I'm not alone. You know, and that I have men that have my back. And for me too, it's having the willingness now and not to be afraid to reach out to men again because of the fact that I'm not totally used to doing that, especially reaching out to a man in fear of, like, you know, like, oh, what are they going to think? You know, I'm not being masculine. This is like feminine things I'm asking or whatever, and just getting past all the nonsense and being open and honest with another man without being judged today. You know, that's when I go into a meeting, I know I can bring whatever's going on, the struggle, or even some truth, and I'm not going to be judged by another man. And to me, that's a huge asset, you know, for me. Because, you know, life's a struggle, and being able to have that support system in place, it's just a huge attribute in my life right now. And I'm excited about what lies ahead now because of MDI and being part of a team today and having those men in my life. So,
yeah. with you, Sandy.
Okay, so first off, I happen to agree with everything Robert just said. I'm totally 100% in agreement, especially in this day and age, in modern times, where we don't even know who our next-door neighbors are, or our families are, you know, my family's on the other side of the country, that this is a band of brothers that is there to guide me, support me, tell me I'm making a mistake if I'm making a mistake, and, you know, support me and tell me that I can do some things that I may not necessarily want to do, but I have to do, you know, as far as business decisions or life decisions. And, you know, that's what it really is. It's a band of brothers that are there to unconditionally support you, to help you win and, you know, make your life better.
Awesome.
Ho.
Excellent.
Yeah. Beautiful. You know, I was thinking too, like, I think I take it for granted. You know, I've been in since 1997. I've had a place where I can go tell the truth, absolutely, you know, unedited, have a man listen, have a man tell me, you know, his truth. I take it for granted. I forget that so many people don't have something like this. So many men don't have this, and I didn't have it, you know. I mean, I just forget how it was before, where you had to, like, walk on eggshells everywhere. You had to hide, you know, what's really going on with you. Asking for help was ridiculous and meant you're weak. So this, you know, I want to always remember, and that's why it's great to have a show like this and great to have guests like you two men to keep remembering, you know, the gift that I do have here.
Well, I think one of the things that you just, what you're saying is it's great listening to Robert for you and I, and probably Rick
right.
also
yeah.
because it's
yeah, I mean,
a
yeah,
man that's
same
new
here.
To this, and we absolutely, we start to forget what a blessing it is. And I listened to Robert talking about how it's making a difference in his life. And it brings back all the reasons why I have stayed in the organization and joined it. And I'm very grateful to Robert for doing that.
Yeah. Yes. Same here.
There are hard times, too, to be in this organization. It's not just like, oh, yay, I just tell the truth and everything's great. It's hard. I mean, every week to join together for 3 hours, it's not hard for me to make the time because I'll make it no matter what. But it's a challenge for some men to make the time, 3 hours a week, to be on their team. But also the shit that you have to face, like looking at yourself sometimes. Can either of you talk about, we only have 3 minutes left, but can you talk to some of the challenges of being on a team?
Well, for me, you know, I had to look at the way, the relationship that I had with my ex-wife. And I had to stop, I had to take a step back and realize that there's a difference between men and women. And I had to realize that she has issues, and those issues are never going away, and it depended on how I responded to those. And it was not pretty listening to some men tell me I was screwing up, I was effing up. You know, it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't always pleasant listening to hear about yourself, about mistakes you're making in your life or how you could do something better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, it was just being trying to be humble and just listen to these men's and their problems. And a lot of times I'm thinking, oh, come on, dude. Come on, man. Really? You know, it was just because as that man sharing, I'm dealing with something very similar to what he's going through. But in the beginning, I was kind of tentative, a little judgmental. But now it's like, you know, hey, throw the mirror up between you because you're dealing with the same thing. In some respect or another. So it's just
right.
gaining some humility through you know, being in a team meeting. And for me, that's, you know, and it's still a work in process, believe me. So so that's been an eye-opener for me, just to be compassionate and loving someone, another man especially, you know, and, you know, like feeling it, like feeling what he's going through. You know, and, you know, again, it's all new for me, but it's, I'm excited about it. So.
It's interesting you mentioned humility. Be humble is one of our tenets in our code of honor. We have a code of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to close up shop at this moment, but I did want to mention a couple of things and then throw it to Rick. One of them is just to remind our listeners to find our organization, MDI, MentorDiscoverInspire.org. MentorDiscoverInspire.org. and with the mission statement, to cause greatness by mentoring men to live with excellence, and as mature masculine leaders, create successful families, careers, and communities. And you can also find us at, if you're ready to join a team, I'm just going to say, if you're ready to join a team or find some men in your area where you live, you can go to this website, findateam.org. Very simple, findateam.org. And you can join with men like this. Thank you, Robert and Sandy, for being on our show.
Thank you.
It's awesome having you. And and then Rick, too. I mean, what do you think of after hearing all this? Pretty cool shit, huh?
Yeah. Again, like I said, it was great. What Sandy said, it just connected me back to the why I'm on a team. And, you know, sometimes it is a struggle to be a part of a team, you know, and the time commitment and all these different things, but it's so worth it. And even now, like just hearing Robert, what he's getting out of it, I understand now that's a part of my legacy now. And I'm happy that I was able to share this and just connected and we're supposed to meet and all these great things. And it's just, I'm so excited for him. And it energizes me. So thank you. Thank you, both of you men, for coming on. And Robert, thank you for sharing all that.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
All right, so there's our show again. Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks, Rick. As again, 30 of the
thank
fastest
you, Jimmy.
Freaking minutes you'd ever have.
I know.
And thanks for finding Robert and sending him our way.
Yes.
And we'll join with the rest of our listening audience next Friday. We're on always at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. With all due respect, we can find us on Facebook. So cool. Any parting words, Mr. Wright?
Nah, just everybody, Happy New Year. See you all next year.
All right. Have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. All right. Take care.